Okay, welcome to the Web Design and Technology Podcast with web design coach Bruce Chamoff and my co-host, the lovely Ivana Novak. Hello, Ivana.
Yes, hello, guys. This is Ivana.
How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks.
So this is the second episode, and we are talking, well, last week we talked about the monetization changes that YouTube was making on February 20th, exactly 1 week ago, where channels that didn't make the 4,000-hour listening or watch time minimum and the 1,000-hour subscriber didn't actually make it. They turned off monetization. And I'm proud to say that I did not make any of those minimums. I'm unhappy.
All right.
I think nobody from YouTube was happy when that happened. But that's okay. So we're moving on. And I'm still doing a lot of cool things on YouTube, trying to get to that minimum. But this particular episode, we are talking about how to make more money with your website.
Great idea.
If you had a website, wouldn't you like to do that?
Definitely.
Cool. Well, here's the problem. A lot of people, they design websites. And they think it looks pretty. And yeah, people come into the website. And they have great rankings on Google. But then when they get there, they leave. They go back to Google. And they click on a competitor. That's not a good feeling for anybody. And Google Analytics, we'll talk about that in a minute, shows what's called the bounce rate. Not good. But what we're going to do is we're going to talk more about that. And we have a couple of callers coming in. We have Daryl Triplett from VH2 Networks from Atlanta, Georgia. Can't wait to speak to him about this amazing network that he's building. He'll talk to you more about that. And also, we have Eric Slayton calling from the Inner Social Podcast. It's social media, digital marketing, and we're going to talk to him basically in about half an hour. So we have a lot of callers, and I have a lot of co-hosts coming up. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Ivana, tell us a little bit about you. Tell us about your social media marketing. Tell us about the Facebook page you just started.
Oh, yes. So I just came up with that page, and I created the group. This particular one will be about musicians from New York and different areas. So I was thinking to just people that are interested in the same topic, so we all get together, and that will help promote whatever everyone is doing.
Well, that's amazing. And it's all about the musicians in the New York area, right?
Yeah, and whoever likes music, you know, anybody actually is welcome.
That's great. And I know I signed up. So listen, by the way, we're on YouTube Live right now also. So if you guys want to actually watch us, you can. If you already know where I am on YouTube, you can just search Bruce Chamoff. Go right on the YouTube.com and search me, and I should be live right there. So actually, we should be live.
Yes, we're going to be live.
Very cool. So anyway, we're talking about how to make more money with your website. I'm not talking about just the design, because I've been doing this for a long time. And what I notice is that you have a web designer, they build a great website, and they say, this is a beautiful website. The client or the owner or the boss that they're working for says, this is really beautiful.
Yes.
Let make it live. Let it go. And then they make no money from it.
Yeah, it's easy. You just have a website. You think it's going to just work on its own.
Right. So let me ask you, right off, when you come to a website, what makes you bounce? Bounce meaning go to the homepage and just leave.
Well, I'm sure it happens to many people, but I think I'm not as patient. So if it's very slow or, you know, it doesn't like interest me right away from the get-go, I just might check a different page instead.
Okay. Yeah, and that's, I think, what a lot of people do, too. So what happens is, what I notice as a designer and as someone that's coming to the website is, what they do is they don't make it easy to sell a product or a service or join, you know, maybe it's like your Facebook type of website, like a social network, and people aren't joining. So what I notice is that people put all the cool stuff in the footer, down below. Now, when you look at a website, in your monitor, you see a couple of elements, right? You see maybe the logo, you see the top navigation bar, you see the banner. Not everybody scrolls down. People are lazy. People can't take their mouse and just scroll down all the time.
Yeah, I don't always scroll either. So.
Well, technically, technically, we call that the above the content area. Above the fold, I'm sorry, above the fold. And anything that you don't see that you have to scroll down for is below the fold. Makes perfect sense to me. So, first of all, and first and foremost, the most important thing to do is whatever you want people to do on that website, put it above the fold.
Good idea.
It so people don't have to scroll. If they have to scroll, you don't know how many people are going to be lazy and just look at the navigation bar and say, hey, that link is not there.
Yeah, it's or maybe there. Also something catchy. Like if I see any phrase or something like, you know, highlighted, something just stands out, then, you know, gets my interest too.
Exactly. And for all the people listening out there, just take notice if you are working with a webmaster. I know we have a lot of people watching our show, are listening to our show right now from Florida and New York and Texas, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I think we also heard Japan and some other countries too. So this is incredible. Germany, wow. So we got a good audience. Thank you, Kai. So if you have a website out there, definitely make it easy for people to, first of all, a call to action. You know what a call to action is?
No idea.
Well, when we were kids, we learned that an action is a verb. Okay? So it's a little message that starts off with a verb.
Okay.
Call us. Click here. Mm. Buy my product. Listen to my music. Hey, listen to my music, right? I'm a musician too. Listen to my music. Play our video. Whatever it is, it's one quick little sentence, maybe 3 to 5 words, that starts off with a verb, an action.
All right. So how does it look like exactly?
Well, it's like anything else, like a regular newspaper ad or a magazine.
Oh, all right.
You want people to take action. And there, I counted 23 things that people can do on the internet.
Okay.
23 things.
Tell me more. I'm just curious.
I mean, you go to a website, what are you going to do? You're going to click on the link. You're going to buy a product. You're going to share it on social media. You're going to add a product to the shopping cart. I mean, I can't go through all 23. Mm. But whatever it is that you want people to do on your website, pick one. Just one.
Just one.
Because if you pick 2 or 3 things, and I've seen that, you confuse people. Mm. And they don't know where to go. Right? So, you know, what are you going to do? I'm going to come to the website, and I'm going to see 3 calls to action.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Click here. Share this. Mm-hmm. Call this phone number. I don't know what to do. Do you? What would you do first? Would you pick the one on the left? Would you pick the one that's in the biggest font, that's in a different color?
I guess. Whatever would, you know.
Whichever one would get your attention,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, the way to get somebody's attention on the web is to have only one.
Mm, okay.
Now put
sounds like a plan.
Yeah. And put the other calls to action down below the fold. And if somebody scrolls down, cool.
Yeah.
But you only need to care about that one thing. That's it. You know, if that's what we do. Now, the other thing, too, is I hear this one all the time. You want to get a contact.
The contact information, right?
Contact information. There's usually in the navigation bar, there's a contact link or contact us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? How many people actually click that?
Yeah.
Not many.
I guess if they make something right there on the top.
Put
that
it
might
right
be
there
easier.
In people's faces on every single web page in the header. Call us, email us, click here to buy a product. That call to action should be right there in somebody's face.
Yeah, nowadays people, they don't want to look around. So if it's right there, definitely.
They're lazy.
Yeah.
Website visitors are lazy. And they don't find what they want. Guess what? They have Google. They have millions of other websites that do the same product and service.
Yeah. Competition nowadays.
So yes, competition. And this is something we're going to talk about a lot on this podcast because it's all about making money. I mean, what good is a website if you're not branding your company or yourself or your product or your service?
Mm-hmm.
What good is it?
Yeah, so what do you think? What's the best way to make money online with the website?
Well, that's a loaded question because it depends on what you are selling. Are you selling your services? Right? Are you selling a product that we're going to ship to your house?
Yeah.
Whatever it is, you have to pick one. I mean, you can sell pretzels online. You can sell accounting services. Everything is on the web. Everything could be sold on the web today. But the question is, how do people do it? Do they call you to order and talk to a rep?
Yeah.
Do they talk to the company owner? Or do they actually just check out it on the shopping cart?
But actually, for me, it's just a cell phone nowadays. If I check the website on the cell phone, I want it to be, like, you know, easy to open, and I can scroll down easily on the mobile and everything.
Okay. And that's called responsive, by the way. In the web design world, it's called responsive. Responsive websites are websites that look beautiful in a mobile device.
Yeah, because I'm always on the go. I just want to be able to check it out. So if something doesn't respond on the phone, I don't really want to stay on that page anymore.
Yes. So that is important because, you know, like I have a lot of clients. I've been doing these websites. I've taken over websites. And that's the first thing I do. I make sure the call to action is there. Now, the third thing that I notice that drives people away, that causes the bounce rate to go up, is slow performing websites. Websites that load very slowly, especially on mobile devices. Do you know that people who surf the web 80% of the time on mobile? 20% on the desktop computer. 20%.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I mean, that applies to me too. I'm always on the cell phone. So.
But mobile devices load things a lot more slowly on the web than the desktop computer. There's a lot less memory, right? The web browsers are not...
I noticed that, yes, definitely.
You might see a white screen for a couple of seconds.
But I heard there is a thing, something, the way you build a website, that is responsive, more responsive on the phone. I think you should know.
Yes, well.
As a web developer.
Well, yes, you can develop websites to be responsive.
No, the plugins. You told me once about plugins.
Oh, when WordPress. Yeah, WordPress, they have plugins. Listen, when we come back from this commercial break, we are going to talk to Daryl Triplett from the VH2 Network. Talk to you after these messages.
Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential. Live life your way on talkradio.nyc.
Do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
You got Bruce Chamoff and Ivana Novak, and we have Daryl Triplett on the phone. How you doing, Daryl?
Hey, I'm wonderful. How are you, Bruce?
I am doing wonderful, and hello. I'm so glad you called in.
Hello there.
Hello, how are you?
We're great. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you for allowing me to call in. I appreciate it. I've been listening to the show. I love it.
It's anytime. Awesome. Well, I am very impressed with what you're building with VH2 Networks. Now, Daryl and I go back about a year now, right? Over a year.
About a year and a half now. Absolutely, yeah.
Well, we actually met online. We never met in person, which is incredible. We met, right. I can't say exactly where we met, but we actually met online. The reason is because if the website that we met on found out, we would both be kicked off that website, right, Daryl? So
we just won't even mention that.
We won't even mention it, but we've been working together. I've been building the Roku channel. And you know what,
right.
Daryl, go ahead. Just talk to us about VH2 Networks and all the cool things you're doing and all the shows.
Oh, man, yeah. So basically, VH2 Networks is a platform for different artists, producers, comedians, people with talent that does not have a media outlet for their content. And so what we've developed here at VH2 is something that we feel is very special, mm-hmm. Because we are sort of a vehicle to the public to distribute that content to the public. And not only that, we've built our own facility here in Norcross, Georgia. We have a 7,000 square foot location.
That's incredible.
30 foot by 17 foot stage. Brand new camera equipment, all types of jibs and all types of filming equipment that we've bought to do in-studio filming as well as out-studio filming also for new artists. And like I said, comedians and things like that. So it's something that's sort of new that is happening with us, but it is a trend that's really catching on. A lot of people are finding out about VH2 Networks. And they're very interested. This is something that is much needed. And as you know, Bruce and I have talked several times about a lot of the films that are being filmed in the Atlanta area. So this we feel like this is the right time and the opportunity to really launch a network like that. And we're not only just doing the Roku channel. We've also bought into a television station also where it will be open air television also. So with Roku hits about 16.5 million, and with our open air television it'll hit about 3.5 million.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, you know, you might be a big player in one of the film festivals, maybe the Atlantic Landa Film Festival, the Sundance. I mean, are you shooting for having your shows going that far, or is it just going to be through the station?
Well, that's an excellent question, Bruce. A lot of requests that we get from different producers and actors and comedians and things like that, they've submitted their films to film festivals. And everybody knows if you're not that 1 or 2% that gets picked up during film festivals, you spend thousands of dollars going to film festivals. Mm-hmm. Your show just sits on a shelf for the next year until the next film festival in hopes of getting picked up. Well, at VH2, again, we're that outlet to the world to show your show to. So to answer your question, we're not so much interested in the film festivals as far as VH2. We're the platform. We're the actual network. So we're interested in distributing content out to the world.
That's incredible. What are some of the shows that you have right now and some of the ones, the titles that are in the works?
Sure, yeah. We have a couple of reality talk shows. Of course, my show is on there, the Officer Keep It Real show, which I've been doing for a few years. We have Define the Odds, which is a very interesting talk show. It is about women that has been oppressed or stereotyped throughout their whole lives who have made it. It's sort of like the starting from the bottom, now we're up type of thing. But we put a camera on it, and it is very interesting to hear some of these ladies and gentlemen's stories where they've started from the bottom, and they're now successful business people.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of different programs. We have a lot of drama programs, soap operas, that are coming to VH2 Networks. We have another, we do everything from fishing shows to every type of production that is out there that has been pitched to big networks and have been turned away. We invite them to at least come and talk to us. Maybe it's a fit, maybe it's not a fit, but we're really interested in bringing new content to it. So we have a lot of different genres of films that are coming to VH2, from drama to comedy. We just shot a comedy series Saturday night that we filmed that will air on VH2 networks, and it'll air on Open Air also. So, I mean, again, it's just a platform for artists to get their material out to the world. And definitely, I think that that's very important because, like I said, you know, you take your show or your project to the networks, and, you know, a lot of them are only capped and budgeted for so much money that they spend out or whatever. So, again, we're a good alternative to that also.
Sounds great, definitely.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, and I, you know, very now the interesting thing is that you're in Norcross, Georgia, which is by North Atlanta, and me being a musician myself, just being a creative person, all you know, in general, I read in the, you know, in the description of the show or of the network that you have that huge stage and a 7,000 square foot facility, so. Yeah. I definitely want to come down there and perform my music. Now, I've never, you know, I'm on this big trip right now to travel all over the country. So I've been traveling all over the country for the last 2 years doing public speaking. I've never, now, let me say this. I want to say the word physically. I've never physically have set foot in Atlanta. Okay, mm-hmm. I've switched planes. I switched, you know, flights to the airport, which doesn't count. And I've driven through Atlanta in rush hour traffic in a taxi cab. I mean, I sat in the passenger seat and I got stuck in rush hour traffic on, what was it? I-75, I think it was.
Uh-huh. 75, 85. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think it was 75. Right. And I went right through the city. To me, that doesn't count as being in Atlanta.
No, you know, that doesn't count. We've got a lot to see here.
Yeah. Unless I have a beer in that city, I'm not in the city.
So yes. You haven't officially been here then.
Exactly.
Well, when you come, don't leave the city without coming to see me. I will tour you through the facility, and I promise you, we will go have us a beer somewhere.
There you go. That'd be
yeah,
awesome.
we both might come.
Yeah. No,
okay. Well, it's a date. It's a date.
There you go. Yeah, well, we'll fly down there.
Hey, we even come equipped with a full-service limousine in the back. So we have a 10-passenger limousine. So believe me, we're going to be riding in style.
That sounds awesome. We only need the limousine for two people. that's incredible. So what how else are you promoting VH2? You're doing social media, you're doing like what are you doing there with the marketing?
Well, you know what, that's another good question. You're full of good questions today, Bruce.
Just today,
one of the things that we're doing is to believe it or not, we haven't really even too much promoted VH2 networks. It's been a lot of word of mouth. Mm-hmm. So we've done a little bit of the social media blast, but what we're really prepping for is March 17th for our grand opening, where we will officially open up our facility to the public. Initially, we were going to open the location, our Norcross location, to the general public, but when it started getting out a little bit of word of mouth, we started getting flooded with Eventbrite, you know, people accepting our Eventbrite invitation and stuff like that, that we're up to almost 300 and some people coming. The problem is that our facility holds about 250 people without the fire marshal knocking on our door. So we're going to probably end up moving it to a different location. But we'll put out an email blast about that and where we're going to move it to. We're really excited that people are that excited in VH2 Networks to even come and see what we're all about. So, you know, we're stoked on that.
That's awesome. That's, I definitely want to, you know, come down to, you know, to see that facility and, you know, hopefully perform my music. You know, so that's incredible. Anyway,
Well, you can definitely get a tour of the facility. We will have, we have a sound booth in there. Musical equipment, all types of stuff, you know. And again, like I said, it's not just for producers and comedians, it's for musicians also. I just had a lady, I just met with a young lady today who's going to do a rhythm and blues session there one day a month. I met with another gentleman who's interested in doing a poetry session there. So our stage is for artists who are serious about their craft.
That's great. There's a lot going on too. Right, Bruce?
Yeah. Oh, a lot. You know, I mean, and I, you know, I got my band up here in New York and we have a gig in March. Now, if we can actually play down in Atlanta, I don't think any of those guys have ever performed outside of New York. So wow. It'd be kind of cool that, I mean, I don't know. I can't speak for them, but I don't know if, you know, I've never performed in Atlanta, nor been in Atlanta. So, you know, this would be kind of a double, you know, exciting thing for, you know, for me. If I get the guys in the band to go down, I'll be, you know, even better and have a really cool.
Oh man.
There,
yeah. So. You'll love it. I mean, it's a wonderful city. Lots of different cultures, but you know, it's almost like, you know, New York, a little mini New York. I mean, it's lots of wonderful cultures here in Atlanta. I mean, it's just, it's a good place. And I'm originally from Columbus, Ohio, and I've been here 18 years. So, but I love Atlanta.
That's great. That's excellent. Right. Any questions you want to ask, Ivana?
Yeah, going back to our topic from before. Yes, going back to the topic from before, like, have you been actually maybe using a lot of Facebook as, like, social media marketing, or like, which platform you think to promote whatever
you know,
you're doing?
Facebook is going to be a very big part of our marketing. But like I said, we've got a lot of word of mouth that are going out. We're getting a lot of hits on our webpage, and that's coming from a lot of actors and producers and things right. like that. But, yeah, Facebook... LinkedIn, we're going to use the regular media channels to get our message out. As I said right now, you know, it's doing such a wonderful job of trending right now yes. because it's a supply and a demand. You know, it's really a demand out there as far as, you know, serious film producers who are wanting to get their mm-hmm. programs on air. And again, the producers take it seriously, the actors take it seriously, and we definitely take it seriously as far as from a broadcasting perspective. So advertising is a very big part. I was listening to you guys' a podcast a little earlier when you were talking about the placements on the website and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I want to have Bruce take a look at our website to make sure that we're hitting the nail on the head.
Oh, I would love to do that. Well, listen, we are going to take a commercial break. Daryl, I want to thank you very much for coming
thank
on.
Thank you.
And we come back from this commercial.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Absolutely. More than welcome. Anytime, my friend.
That's wonderful. We come back from this commercial break. We're going to have Eric Slayton from the Inner Social podcast talk to you after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Okay, welcome back.
Welcome back.
You're listening to the Web Design and Technology Coach podcast.
This is Ivana and
Bruce.
Bruce for you.
I totally got tongue-tied on that. So we're waiting for my friend Eric to call. And we just talked to Daryl Triplett from the VH2. That's amazing. He's got going down there.
He accomplished so much. I wonder how he's doing it.
I'm sure he has a big team. So I read... You know, the
must
whole
be the
vibe.
Marketing.
Yes, and that's incredible. We should have something like that up here in New York. We're almost here in this room.
Yeah, we're connecting.
So. That's awesome. But everything else is good. So tell me more about social media. Tell me more about your Facebook marketing.
Well, I also big on the YouTube. I believe you can have your own YouTube channel and market whatever you like. So wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And creating a Facebook page is important.
Yes,
now.
And then you can always market it and then tune to any group on Facebook you want, but creating any group. But I think now Eric will be
Eric
with us.
Is on. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Bruce. How you doing, man?
All right. So, Eric, so how you doing tonight?
I can't complain. Not bad. just put the kids to bed. So it's a lot of peace and quiet through the household. So I get a breath of fresh air, get to step away and speak to you guys. So,
yeah, I can use
for
the
having
break.
Me on the show.
That's amazing. Eric's calling. You're calling from South Jersey. I think it's Princeton.
Yeah, well, right outside of Princeton in Plainsboro. But nobody really knows where Plainsboro is, so I just say Princeton.
So we just say Princeton. Everyone knows Princeton
yeah,
University,
sounds
right?
Sounds bigger.
Right.
Right. We know Princeton University, and we know track intermodal, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
So
I'm sure you know track intermodal. I'm not sure about everybody else.
I know track intermodal.
I heard about it from him, so yeah.
Everybody I talked to about, nobody even knows what the intermodal industry is unless they actually were. And for those people that are wondering, intermodal is when you, well, in a nutshell, when you look out over the water and you see those flat ships with those millions and millions of truck containers.
Mm-hmm.
And what track does is they lease out those chassis that you see on the trucks
mm-hmm.
to those shipping companies and the rail companies.
Look at that.
When they come into the port and they have those big cranes and they put them on and off goes the trucker. I mean, that's in a nutshell. I mean, I worked, you know, I was there for 2.5 years. So anyway, Eric, we're talking about your podcast. I was on your podcast last week and I definitely love that we reciprocate with each other, which is amazing. So talk to me about the Inner Social podcast.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thanks for being a guest on the show. I'm not sure if you knew that or not, but it's gonna air this week on this Thursday. I thought, you know, I still had to do some editing on the podcast, so as you know, ours isn't live like this one is, but so I, you know, when I interview people, I get the chance to edit the audio and whatnot, and then I have certain drops that I want to put into the audio also before I air it. So just to put that out there, it'll be airing this Thursday.
To give us maybe some
background.
What the
podcast is about, it's geared towards social media and digital marketing. And as you know, Bruce, I'm a musician as well, just like yourself. So the focus of my podcast is really related to things that I'm interested in, which would be music, which would be arts, which would be entertainment. So a lot of the things that we speak about on my podcast have to do with social media and digital marketing's involvement in those industries. So far it's been good. My first guest was a photographer. My second guest had to cancel their appearance, so I did one of my segments, which was called Podcast Pull-Up. And it was interesting timing because I did it during the weekend of the Super Bowl, which was pretty cool. So I just had fun with it, you know. It was really just about putting content out and just enjoying the moment and, you know, and getting people to either call in or I made phone calls as well, which made it even more interesting because people weren't expecting to be on the show at that time.
All right.
But yeah, that's pretty much what the podcast is about. You can find it on iTunes, on Google Play, SoundCloud, and I actually do some recording on the Anchor platform also, which is a pretty cool application to use. So it enables me to record the podcast directly from my mobile phone, so I don't have to be specifically in a studio per se to record my episodes. Sometimes I could be in the car and I could record an episode or on the go. Which is really really helps out.
Convenient.
Yeah, that's awesome. It was fun talking. You know, it's funny because we do the social media, the digital marketing, and the music. And just last week, that was only about web design and social media. So we'll have to do one with just music one day. And I know the podcast. You mentioned the podcast pull up. What exactly is the podcast pull up?
So it's more of like a. Skit, I want to say. It's not exactly like an episode. Mm-hmm. It's more of like a, it's a, how can I say it? I mean, that's, for lack of a better term, I'll say a skit. Like, you know how, you know, speaking of us being musicians, you pick up an album and you'll have a body of work, let's say 12 songs, but then you'll have certain albums that have like skits or inserts in between the actual music tracks themselves. How I visualize podcast pull up is something like that, whereas it's not as long as a podcast episode, about 30 minutes per se, but it would be more of a skit around like 10 minutes, 15 mm-hmm. minutes. And there's nothing, no podcast pull up will ever be the same. So like I said, the first one I did was geared towards the Super Bowl. It was really just me having fun. I called up random people and I asked them about like questions related to the Super Bowl. It's just something that, you know, I step away from the social media and digital marketing aspect of the podcast, and I utilize my platform to just kind of have fun, put
That's great,
more though. Content out there, and kind of just widen the range of listeners, I guess you could say. Because not everybody's going to be interested in social media and digital marketing, so I figured it's okay to have an array of topics, and it doesn't always have to necessarily be related to social media, digital marketing. You can do something fun sometime, and at the end of the day, it's my podcast, so
I agree. No, you're very flexible.
Like music and arts and football and things of that nature. So I know. I think really it's about when you really come down to it, it's about knowing who your listeners are and catering to what they want, what they need.
Yeah, your audience.
To keep them coming back to you. You know what I mean? So that's basically what podcast pull up is catering to the crowd that I know that's listening, that might
awesome.
Be supportive of my efforts of having a podcast in the first place, but might not be that interested in the content that I'm presenting. So I kind of switched up a little bit and throw a mix of like some sprinkles of a podcast pull up.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. That's awesome. I'll tell you. I mean, what you did was, you're catering to the big current events at the time. Obviously, the Super Bowl. You know, let me tell you, if I was the podcast about the Super Bowl, it wouldn't be about football.
No, why not?
It would be about the halftime shows. It would be about Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake and Bruno Mars. Like, you know.
Then you would get your audience.
I know a lot of people that, you know, they don't care about football. They just watch the Super Bowl. Just
that would be
for
me,
halftime.
More like.
Yeah. Like, we don't care about the... Huh?
My thing is, for me specifically, because I'm an Eagles fan.
So there you go.
The last time my team was in the Super Bowl was 2005, and we had played the same exact team that we played this year, and we lost the first time. So with us getting back there, playing the same team again, and if we won, which we did, of course, go Eagles, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Anyway.
It's like you're big fun.
that's awesome.
So with that being said, I was already in a celebratory mood as it was. So I figured, why not? An episode out there, podcast pull up, and dedicated to my favorite football team, and you know, to wish them the best and to put the good energy out there. And we ended up winning, which was awesome. So.
No, that's awesome. You know, I'm a Giant fan, and what's interesting is the Giants had that winning streak in the mid 90s when they had, I think they were in two Super Bowls with the Dallas Cowboys, and I think. I forgot who else it was. I think Dallas Cowboys and...
Mm-hmm. That's in the 90s, you mean?
When Phil Simms was the quarterback and, you know, and Troy Aikman was the quarterback for the Cowboys. And was it the Cowboys were in the Super Bowl 4 years in a row? They were like the Yankees back then. It was really funny. But listen, I'm a Met fan, and the Mets have been in the World Series 3 times since 1986, and they only won once.
Yeah, you're all about the Mets.
Right. But they lost the last two World Series, you know, to the Yankees and to the Royals. And, you know, we went to Kansas City last year. I did the presentation. And the first thing I said is, my name is Bruce Chamoff. I'm from New York. I'm a Met fan. And that was a couple of months after that World Series.
Yeah,
so I got a couple of funny looks, but I had a nice presentation. So I might go back there in 2 months now. But yeah, that's awesome. So you said that you edit your podcast episodes. What do you use? Like, what software?
I use Adobe Audition for my editing. Interestingly, and so what I'll say is, so I record when I do utilize the Anchor platform. What I can do is I'll record an episode. and I can have them send me the audio. They'll send me the audio file, and then I can just download it, and I can edit it in any you know, DAW, digital, you know, any workstation that I want to do my editing in. So my preference right now is Adobe Audition because my Pro Tools stopped working. I would use Pro Tools, but right now I use Adobe Audition, which works perfectly fine.
That's fantastic.
So that's what I use to do all my editing in. And truth be told, once I get a new interface for my computer, my microphone works just fine, but it's the interface that I have, Inbox 2 Mini, that doesn't work right now with my version, my operating system of, on Mac, which is El Capitan. So once I get a new interface, I'll actually be able to record my my podcast on the actual computer itself. But right now, I record on my phone using the Anchor app, and I will do my editing in Adobe Audition.
So let me ask you, because I heard about Pro Tools. So can you record video with them or just the audio? How that one works exactly?
I can't record video. You mean like specifically with Pro Tools?
Yeah. Or for what do you need?
No, that's more just like audio production. All right. Like mixing and engineering workstation.
You know, I'll tell you, for when it comes to a DAW, okay, I use Magix, okay, M-A-G-I-X. They're a German company. And they have the DAW, okay, which I use for all my music. But my music videos, they actually have Magix Movie Editor. I think they're on 16 now. They're sold in Best Buy. I've never had a problem with them. As DAWs go, they take up a huge amount of memory, so you need to have a good computer to process anything, you know. And I've been using Magix, I think, roughly for about 10 years, and I don't have a problem with them. I mean, they, you know, when it comes to DAWs, DAWs take up a lot of memory. And for those people that want to know what the DAW is, it's a digital audio workstation, or as Eric said, workstation.
But Bruce, is it just for music?
Well, the music part is, but then I have the movie editor, so you can, you know, I make all my YouTube videos that way. And so, listen, Eric, I want to thank you for coming on the podcast. We're going to go to a commercial in about 30 seconds.
Thank you.
Okay. Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me on. You know, I'll definitely stay tuned to your show. This is a great show. You guys are doing a great job, and Thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
Awesome. We'll have you here in New York City hosting or co-hosting or guest hosting with us in a couple of weeks, whenever
That's
it works
great,
for you.
Man. I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
You got it. All right. We're going to go to commercial break, and we're going to come back with Bruce Navana.
Yes.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on this show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to The Web Design.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Ivana, and
this is Bruce. And I want to thank our guests coming on, Daryl Triplett from Atlanta, Georgia, from the VH2 Network, and also Eric Slayton from the Inner Social Podcast. We were going to talk to Eric about the Anchor, which Anchor is another platform, but we'll do that next time.
Yes, he has so many good ideas.
Oh, I lost your phone locked up on me. We are going to do our first segment of World Wide Web events, where we talk about the upcoming technology events and conferences. So this is pretty huge. I know we got a lot of people that are watching this show because I've been promoting it on Twitter. And so let me get on. Now, starting today, February 27th, going to March 1st, we have Mobile World Congress 2018. It's the Convey UX. This is a UX UI. You know what UX UI is, Ivana?
No. Tell me more about it.
UX UI is designing a software package to make it easy for people to use.
Oh, something UX, for me.
Yeah, it's something for everybody. So UX stands for user experience, an X for the word experience, and UI for user interface. That's coming up. Also, March 1st, we have the NG Vikings 2018. It says it'll be experienced by front-end developers and people who are fascinated by modern web technologies, who are constantly pursuing new thoughts and ideas, and are taking an Nordic Angular approach. This is the Nordic Angular community. And by the way, it's in Helsinki, Finland. That makes perfect sense.
That's kind of far.
It's in Finland. Okay. Well, you're from Poland, so you're close.
Yes, almost there.
Oh, we have Joomla Day, Florida. That's a little closer than Finland, don't you think?
Yes,
we can Joomla travel. Day, Florida 2018. That's on March 2nd to the 4th. That's in Tampa. Third annual Joomla Day. I actually did the first Joomla Day in New York City. I think it was 2005. And Noreen is saying, she's whispering, what's Joomla?
I actually do know what Joomla is.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. And for those people that don't know what Joomla is, it's like WordPress or Drupal.
Oh,
so content. Sorry, you... What were you asking about Joomla?
No, I was just recalling it.
Oh, yes. It was bigger than WordPress back in like 10 years ago, but now WordPress has just taken them all over. And we have Concat 2018. Concat meaning put two things together in the web development world. That's March 8th.
Oh, Excel.
Yes, exactly, in Excel. And that's actually March 3rd, not March 8th. That's in Salzburg, Austria. I should be just talking about we got people from all over the world. So that's Concat 8 in 2018. We have QCon London 2018. That's March 5th to the 9th. And we'll have a couple more. We got Confu Montreal 2018. That's a multi-technology conference for web developers. 155 presentations? We should go to that.
They're right. Huh?
I don't have my passport. I can't go. I had to get the passport. Not in time, though.
Is there something close by, though?
Something close by. We got Cape Town, South Africa. Oh, here we go. Dallas, Texas, which I'm taking my daughter to in 3 months. The World Tech Con 2018. It's a premium conference that all WordPress theme... Oh, plugin developers. That's another WordPress
something
one.
Something for you.
Yeah, something for me. As well as hosting services. Well, I'll be going to Dallas with my daughter a couple of months after that. So, Bloomington, Minnesota, we got Midwest PHP for PHP developers. And we'll go through. Oh, here's the big one. South by Southwest. That's always in Austin, Texas. And that's a big one for the music industry. I should go to that one. That's March 9th to the 18th. That's a week and a half.
Oh, now that sounds huge. Really good.
We got Upfront, the Upfront conference in Manchester City. That's the UK, March 16th. Let's go to the US ones right now. We got, I can't even say this word. Slovakia.
Slovakia,
there we go.
Yeah, that would be more like...
That's the Experience Conference 20. Wow, it's all over the world, these things. Pretty cool.
How about WordPress? Any WordPress conference?
We got WordCamps coming up. Yeah, this one doesn't have WordCamps. Mm-hmm. But we do have WordCamp Chicago coming up, I think, April 18th, 19th. We got WordCamp Atlanta. Yeah, we got WordCamp Atlanta, I think, coming up next month in March.
Yes.
Alexandria, Virginia. We got the RW. So we got a lot. I think I've got a lot of people watching out there and listening and, on YouTube Live. And you can still watch us for the next couple of minutes. We're almost done for the night, but we are on YouTube Live right now. You can actually just search Bruce Chamoff on YouTube.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, thanks for listening. And this is a big one. I got to put this one out there. In San Francisco, on April 17th and 18th, the same weekend as WordCamp Chicago, which I will hopefully be in Chicago that weekend. We got Smashing Conference. That's Smashing Magazine. They're a huge magazine in the digital marketing world. It says, we love bringing people together and creating a friendly atmosphere for everybody to share and learn. No fluff. I hope so. I hope not. No so, theory, just, huh?
Thank you. You went to a few.
I never went to Smashing, but I should go. It's pretty cool.
I think you went to, like, WordCamp.
I want to go to the other one. What's the one? The one with the WordPress?
Was it Texas or...
Is that one in Texas?
Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of things going on.
There's a lot. All over the world. If you guys want to become web developers, you already are, or you want to get better, there's no shortage of conferences to go anywhere in the world. I got to tell you that. That's right. I work with an amazing bunch of guys in the Ukraine every day.
Oh, yes. So,
every day.
You told me.
And they're amazing guys, you know, good programmers. And I'm glad they can speak English because I don't even know how to speak any other language other than English.
Aren't you learning a few languages?
I'm learning Polish, yes. I'm learning Polish. So we have a couple of minutes, right? We got about 5 minutes.
Yes.
So let's just end the show. Let's just talk
about
a couple of things. We got Noreen Supper coming up next. And so tell me more about social media. Tell me more about Facebook and Twitter. What do you like about Twitter?
What I like about... Actually, I don't really use that much Twitter, but I know it's big out there. But I prefer like Facebook or Instagram. Actually, Instagram is pretty cool because whenever you have any picture, you just take a picture, even if you're out with friends or anything, and you can edit it right there. And you can, if you don't like the way you look, you can just edit and make it whatever you like. And it's actually, you can get a lot of followers on there too.
That's cool. Now, every social network has its own demographic. So Snapchat is all children. Mostly children. I know that because my daughter's, you know, she's 14 and she's on that and she loves it. But
yeah, you know. WhatsApp. I use WhatsApp too, but that's more like for messaging.
Yeah, that was purchased by Facebook, wasn't it? Yeah, it was purchased. Yeah. Now, the only thing I did on Instagram was on December 22nd, I took a video of the other Christmas tree in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, right? Not many people know the Christmas tree in Wall Street.
Yeah,
so
I saw that one.
I saw that and I'm like, another Christmas tree? It was big. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was as big as the one in Rockefeller Center, but it was huge.
Really?
So I went on Instagram and I said, you know, I don't know how many people were watching. I don't try to get followers on Instagram. I should. Shame on me, right? I'm a bad social media guy.
No, from what I know, you're on YouTube. You're big on YouTube from what I see. And YouTube is pretty big.
Yeah, yeah, except for the monetization thing. But you know what? If you guys go to Instagram, you search Bruce Chamoff, you'll see my video on the Wall Street Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah.
The one that people don't roller skate around. So what do you want to say to our listeners before we end the show? I got a couple of minutes.
Thank you for listening. I hope you like the show and you were able to find anything for yourself because we tried to touch on different topics. Like, I am not big on web developer myself. I'm not a developer, but Bruce here is trying to bring us closer to that.
You know, you do the social media stuff. I do the web development. It's just a good fit, right?
Yes, definitely.
Some people do both at the same time.
Yes, and I would like to encourage everybody to call in any questions, pretty much almost any topics that we touch on.
Yeah, once we promote this for a couple more weeks, we start, you know, building our audience because we're still new. Then what we're going to do is we're going to start promoting this a little bit more through Twitter and get the audience to come and we'll get people to call in. I don't think people need to call in now, but except for our call-in guests.
Yeah.
But we'll take some callers, you know, in a couple of weeks.
Getting callers or maybe inquiries what they want to be the different topics. So we can talk about different things, whatever you guys may like as well, right?
Absolutely. And Ivana, I hope you join me for a lot more of these shows.
Yes, thank you for inviting me.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
That's great. Well, we're going to end the show right now. We'll talk to you guys next. Okay, well, we're not going to end the show.
We still have two more minutes.
So I'm still new at this. So I'm getting used to everything. So just forgive me for all the blend. And that's a cool thing about, you know, what Eric was talking about. Eric is editing. He's editing his podcast.
Yes, editing is big.
I don't get to edit.
Yeah, someone else is doing it.
No, nobody. No,
nobody?
It's live. We got
oh,
Sam.
No editing at all?
We got Sam producing us, but we're not editing. So, you know, it's all cool.
So definitely live as we get.
I just noticed one. I didn't even notice that was even up. Oh, yeah. It's not live. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I thought we were on Facebook Live. Wow, that looks really nice.
Don't you Didn't you record us there?
We're on YouTube Live.
I don't
so you
see
guys
it
can
recording, though.
No, that's because the camera's just, you know. But yeah, no, we're recording. But yeah, so I wanted to talk a little more about what we started in the beginning, this web design thing, about getting more people to take action on
our
site. So in 1 minute, we're going to say this. We're going to recap. So we talked about the contact us.
Yes.
We talked about putting the call to action above the fold.
Yes.
Okay.
To get the attention right away.
And we talked about having a faster website.
Good
and to
idea.
Leave you guys with one more tip for your website, please, please, whatever you do, make sure that your website, you change the footer of the year. Your website should not be saying 2016 or 2017. There are tons of websites out there. Go to your website.
Good tip.
Make sure you got the right year. Always, people will never come back. They'll think you're out of date. And
all right,
with that
thank
note,
you guys.
See
thank
you next
you for
week.
Listening. See you next week.
You are listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential. Live life your way on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on this show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on talkingalternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.